you can only beat what's in front of you, really. And I think we did that. And I think we're building slowly. So we're happy with our progress to date, really.
Yeah. So you look for a peak of sorts against an opposition like Donegal?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, Donegal have been one of the best teams in the country over the last number of years. They have some super players. We realise the task that's ahead of us, but look, we've been building slowly towards it. I think everybody wants to play the best, really, so we're just looking forward to it.
I assume you were watching the Ulster final on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it was a cracking game, to be fair. It was exciting. It could have gone either way. I think Tyrone just came out on top in the end. But look, you know, Ulster finals are always tight, tense, tough affairs, and I think that's exactly what it was. And so we're looking forward to the next game, and you know, we'll take it from there.
So when you consider Donegal as an opposition, and you consider your recent meetings with them and the players they have, the form they're showing, how do you feel going into it?
Look, I think every game we go into, you've got to be confident going in. But we do realise that the task that's ahead of us, and we do realise that they have some top-class players, as do we, to be fair. So look, it's going to be a big battle, but we do know that we're going to have to go up a good few more notches from the last game to compete at Donegal.
And a loss for you there at the back alongside you, James Lochry, that's a big loss.
Absolutely, yeah. John James is a fantastic player. You know, we'll be down now the next day, but I think that's the importance of having a big squad. I think we do have a good squad, and there's lots of good players in Cork, and I think it's just up to, you know, whoever comes in to step up to the plate, and I think they will.
So, like, approaching a game against Donegal, the style of football they play and the style of football you've been playing, you'll be one of these players that, you know, might make a run from the back and pop up for a score. You've done that this year a lot.
I suppose, look, the way the game has gone, anything is possible. And I think in certain games, you know, guys end up in different positions and they find themselves in parts of the field that they mightn't be used to. But I think that's the way the game has gone, and it's moving at such a pace, you could be anywhere.
Yeah.
But look, we won't rule anything out.
So, I suppose, having, like as you discussed, like Longford and Limerick are kind of another story. Like, Donegal are a much higher standard of an opposition. How much pressure do you think is on you going into it because of that fact?
I don't think there's any extra pressure on us, really. I think, you know, the closer you get to the latter end of the championship, the quality of games are going to go up, the quality of the opposition is going to go up. But I think, you know, if you want to win it, you've got to beat them all at the end of the day. So, you know, I think every team from now on is a top team. But we do realise that we're going to have to go up a couple more notches.
Obviously, it was a tough day against Tipperary. How far have you come from that psychologically, do you think?
I think we've come a long way. I think no matter what you do in your life, you're going to have ups and downs and disappointments. That certainly was a disappointment. We realise that that's not good enough. But I think that, you know, Phyllis had two choices. They could either decide to pack it in or they could decide to sort it out and fix it. I think that's what guys have done. It was slowly, but surely we've been building a little bit of momentum. And especially the last day above in Longford, it was nice to see the fans out in the field after, and we really do appreciate it. So I'd like to say thanks for them for the support, and it means a lot to us. So the next day now again, we'll go out and give it a lash and see where it goes.
Yeah, I got the sense of everyone I've spoken to about that, actually. You know, and you stayed around a long time after the game as well, meeting them, all the supporters.
Yeah, look, you know, like I said a while ago, we really do appreciate it, and we don't take them for granted. So I think it was nice to talk to them after, really, and you know, there was jerseys to be signed and different things like that, and we have no bother doing that, and we enjoy doing that. So I think it boosts morale, especially for us to meet the fans that are so enthusiastic about it.
But it's important to embrace the positivity, isn't it? Because it's very easy to embrace negativity, or not embrace it. Embrace is probably the wrong word, but you'll get bogged down in negativity because human nature kind of leans towards that, but it's important to embrace the positivity too.
Yeah, definitely. No matter what you do, in any walk of life, there's going to be negativity following it, and I think you've just got to keep away from that, really. If you're going to surround yourself with that kind of stuff, you'll never go anywhere, really. So we try not to. We try to embrace the positive stuff. And like I said, the fans have been very positive towards us in the last couple of games, and you know, we like to talk to them after and have a chat, and you know, see what they thought of the game and things like that. So we'll hopefully they'll turn out the next day now again in big numbers to support us.